Landscape. This is Carlos.
Yeah, hi Carlos, it's Tony. Just had a quick question. Have you guys been totally busy with landscape lately, or are you guys open on some new clients?
I'm pretty booked up, brother.
How far, if you don't mind me asking?
We're in April. I'm already working on May as of right now.
Okay. Is there any type of high ticket job that you'd be able to squeeze in? Like, do you do irrigation or anything that might interest you?
I do irrigation work. I do cleanups. I do all that stuff.
So if there was a job that you could kind of squeeze in, what would that be?
It depends on the job.
You mean like commercial-wise? Or what?
Yeah, it depends on the job. Like, is it a backflow valve? Is it running new pipe? Is it putting, you know, irrigation to plants? Is it, like, you know, a little bit more detailed on the description of the job?
Okay. So how do you usually, I see you have like very good reviews. How do you usually keep things consistent? Do you have somebody to acquire you new clients, or are they word of mouth?
Mostly word of mouth. That's where everything comes from is word of mouth. Very positive, and I give people good prices on everything.
Seems that you seem pretty solid, sir. I was just curious, is there a point where getting you some new clients would not be like a bad idea? Or what, are you still like trying to escalate a little bit more of the business, or are you at max capacity?
I am trying to escalate, but it's just the workers is hard.
The
to
workers.
Find. That's where, yeah.
Yeah.
I could always use more work, brother. I'll never say no to work.
Mm-hmm.
But, I would never say no to more work. But it's just having workers to work out here in the heat is pretty hard to find.
Yeah. I amen to that, brother. I hear that a lot. Trust me. It's
yes.
So I would guess right now the scenario is that you're. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was gonna say, and it's not like this job pays you millions of dollars a year. You know what I'm saying? It's still like one of the low paying jobs. You know, unless you have a trade in it, like pavers, install, or something like that. Then you
fencing.
Can do like foreman and stuff. You know, yeah.
Yep. Probably adding some fencing just to get a little bit more revenue. The irrigation is good.
Irrigation is great, yes. I love the irrigation.
Yeah. But I feel like the scenario right now is where you're catching up with your repeated customers. That way, because when you do get to have more employees, then you'd be a little bit more open to new clients. But right now, I just feel like you want to keep things tight and really keep your old customers.
Yeah, I want to keep them. I'm not really offering to people like... I'm not posting like, hey, you guys want maintenance? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's at the point right now, like, if you want me, you gotta come call me. Like, I'm not calling you guys anymore. I'm not reaching out to, you know, even though I should, but when I do, oh, the calls come in. Like, I get a lot of traffic coming into the phone. So, you know, like you said right now, I'm just keeping it at bay. So, you know, if you put on too much work for a business, you know, it could hurt it. You know what I mean? So, and
exactly.
I think this is like my fifth year going into it, and I have nothing but good stuff every year. So,
seems like it. Honestly, you seem pretty solid. For 5 years, man, you're doing pretty good. I'll be honest with you. I've seen businesses that have been doing it for 15 years. Some of them don't even have what you have. So
yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Yes.
You've seen it, right? You've seen yourself?
Yeah, I've actually seen other like landscaping companies that I don't know them personally, but like I see the reviews and they're like, "Oh yeah, 25 years landscaping," and then like I'll drive by where they live and it's like, "Dang, bro, like 25 years, you guys still live like this or like what's going on?" You know, there's no improvement.
Yeah, people didn't need to hustle like we do. You sound young. I mean, we're a different generation, and we're a hustling generation because there's less to go around. I'm not sure if I'm wording it correctly, but it's not the same. Before, they could just kind of lay back and just people would just come in, and we do have to kind of. You know, it's too much competition. It's different, you know? So.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, sir, I don't want to take much of your time here. I'd love to give you a call back to follow up. My last question is there anything that you, like, for example, that you would like to get some calls from or some direct jobs? Maybe we can figure something out on that. Or again, it's just, working with your repeated customers right now, not much employees, and just rather push it up for a later situation.
Yeah, I would say the latter option is better. Yeah, just because I got to figure that the worker out situation and train people and, you know, make sure they could handle the heat and, you know, just keeping it balanced right now. I'm not trying to unbalance myself.
I'm with you on that, brother. I'm not trying to push anything. Just understand. But I like the conversation, and I'll probably give you a call back in around 2 months, if that's okay with you. Just
yeah,
fresh.
Yeah, absolutely. 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 That's fine.
All right, sir. Well, this is Tony Quintana. I'll send you a small text in case you want to give us a call, okay? I'll catch up with you in a couple of months.
All right. Talk to you later, brother.
Yes, sir. Have a good one. Thank you.